right, gang, it is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. Malibu Dan joins us.
It's good to be here.
Always nice to see you, dude.
Bye, boo.
And his best friend is Nate, who is a songwriter by trade. That's what you'd like us to introduce you as, I understand?
That sounds pretty good.
All right. Now, I also understand that you have more than one John and Jeff t-shirt.
That was like a total mistake.
What happened?
I was one of the party people, you know, and I called up, and they sent me, like, I don't know, like 50 t-shirts. I think they sent, like, all the t-shirts by mistake.
Oh, babo.
Yeah.
And you wear them around the house?
No.
You didn't return any of them.
What are you supposed to do? Just say, who do you even contact? I mean, hello, party person, distributor? You know, you don't, there's not like a letter inside. It's just there. I think it was just a mistake. Or maybe somebody didn't want to, you know, send them to everybody. So they just said, hey, let's all put them in one box.
Wow.
I got lucky.
There you go. Now, what's your favorite show on the station?
I guess it's that psychic show.
Oh, on Sunday night?
Yeah, she's pretty cool.
Yeah, what's her name?
Linda Salvin.
Linda Salvin.
Lydia Salvo.
You like that show?
Yeah.
She,
well, because she's interesting because she talks about, you know, like oils. And I've always liked the oils.
You like candles?
I like them if they're, you know, like not too much.
What, like vanilla?
I like them just like if you don't even notice them. Like you go, hmm.
All right, Nate lives in the basement of his mom's place.
Hey, I forgot. I was supposed to ask Danny, weren't you going to come over and we were going to try and write some jokes for like late night talk shows?
Yes.
When's that happening, man?
I don't know, man. Do you want to go?
It's an opportunity. I mean, the door is open.
All right. Yeah, that's right. Leno has no writers.
Exactly. And a lot of the shows have no writers that are coming. And I'm sure they're going to, you know, if you get the right phone number or whatever, or the fax machine, you could, like, probably make some, I don't know.
Is that a toilet?
It's a washing machine. I'm going to turn it off. Hang on.
What's in the washer?
I don't know.
Can you open it up and check it out?
It looks like terry cloth robes.
Yours?
No, I would know if I put my own terry cloth robes in the
Your mom's?
Washer. Yeah, she just turned on the washer and when I was over, she just went back upstairs.
All right. So your mom comes down while you're on the phone and puts her robes
in the
washer.
It's in a totally different part of the house. I just happened to be strolling around because I was, you know, didn't want to stand in front of the TV while I was talking.
Oh, you're a mess, dude.
Why is that a mess? It's like a...
I mean, you got chicks down there. You got a little refrigerator down there. Your chicks are always
eating and cooking. Everything sounds cool.
Yeah, and you also got... People come down there to fix the air conditioning, and you hassle them. You're just like
like regular people. Oh, nobody gets people to repair things. You're so freaky. You're messy. Man.
All right. Now, do you smoke cigarettes down there?
Yeah.
Oh, Bubba.
He smokes
a lot.
That's
why I keep the windows open.
So your mom's got to deal with that.
What does she do with it?
Like, your mom has, like, a new friend over from church, and they're like, and they hear, like, a noise.
They're upstairs.
Noise.
They hear me puffing. They hear me puffing.
But they hear a noise downstairs.
What's that? Is your son smoking?
No.
Come on.
They hear a noise downstairs, and then your mom has to, you know, put her head down and explain, that's my 36-year-old son who lives down there and smokes cigarettes
all
day.
Yeah, that's her story. That's her story.
And then you play loud music, and you're...
It's my house, too!
No, but you're like, you know, that's the... you're like Marsha when Marsha moved into the attic. You know, you're setting it up all yourself, and like Greg wanted the attic. It's something like teenagers do.
Well, you know what, Tim? I didn't tell you this either. His mom will let him park in the driveway because his car leaks oil now. So he's got to park on the street, and there's a long driveway, so you got to walk to the house.
Why don't you get that fixed, dude?
I am fixing it.
Oh, you are fixing it?
I'm waiting for the parts from eBay.
He's doing it himself.
All right. Now, you got a tattoo?
I've had the tattoo for like 4 months.
What is it? It's a Pirates of the Caribbean tattoo?
Yeah.
Why the Pirates?
Because I just thought the movie was cool, and I was high, and my girlfriend said, why don't you get a tattoo of it then?
Right.
And I said, all right.
And what does the tattoo say?
Just Pirates of the Caribbean.
And that's it?
Yeah. You make it sound stupid, but it is a cool tattoo.
I think it's odd.
Three colors.
And any of the actors on it, or?
No, it's just a kind of a, it's like the movie poster from the second movie.
Wait, you know, so you brought the movie poster into the tattoo parlor and had them put that on your back?
They already had it. This place has got everything.
Dude, you're a weird
guy. It's not on my back. It's like on my, well, it's a part, it's like a little, like right before your butt, back, that part of your back. It's not like a big, you know.
It's pretty cool, Tim. You gotta see it.
It is cool.
It says Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, also, I heard when you go to Disneyland, you like make sure that you wear a short shirt and you bend down so people see that and they think, wow, that guy's cool.
I haven't been to Yeah, that's what I do. I do. I've been doing that every day for the last 4 months, too. I go, like, that's where I got it. So I go, like, hey, let's go to Disneyland every day. Am I what now, short shirt? Come on. Think about it. It makes sense.
All right. If you want to talk to Nate and Malibu Dan, they're with us, 520-9710. And 888-520-9710. Nate has a giant tattoo on his back of Pirates of the Caribbean.
It's about 2 inches by 1 inch.
Liz and his mom and his mom's boyfriend.
They are also living in the same house as myself.
Yeah,
left to us by my father.
All right. And your mom or your mom's boyfriend is a
Samoan.
He's a Samoan, but he's a vegetarian.
Yeah.
And you constantly bring home, you know, crap just to annoy him, like, you know, hamburgers.
I have walked past him with a hamburger in a bag. I've never brought home food to annoy him.
They hate each other.
And you got to
don't hate each other at all.
You do.
You gotta walk in the main house.
Danny, you know that.
You got to walk in the main house to get into your hellhole?
Yeah. I walk into the main house and right down the steps.
And you say to your mom, you have like weird sayings, like, I'll be in the bunker.
What do you... You're like on acid.
I'm not
and you're
on
saying
acid.
Things that couldn't even possibly. Mom, I'll be in the bunker. What? What'd you say? I'll be in the bunker, Mom. You know me, weird and dirty down here. Hey, Rudy, how about some hamburger meat? Vegetarian, Samoan? I mean, you're making things up now. Like, you run out of Danny's, hasn't been with you enough to tell you all the stupid stuff he likes to tell you.
All right.
Come on now.
I tell you.
Really.
And I know you got a winter robe and a summer robe.
Yeah. As if, oh, wow, people don't do that?
All right. Now, the short, thin robe has been put away. Now the big, heavy terry cloth has come out.
Exactly. You know what? That thing is so heavy that it's too heavy. Because sometimes when I put it on, even though I'm freezing cold, too heavy.
Dude, you shouldn't have a robe. You're 36. You're unemployed. Well, you're living in your mom's basement.
There should be no leisurely activities
or equipment.
I have plenty of money. Don't worry about it. But why can't I have a robe? What? I'm supposed to be what?
Well,
wearing some sort of
weird
short shirt.
He fits his robe. I mean, you know, some people just fit the robe. He fits the robe.
I guess it's
big. I mean, I think the thing weighs about 7 pounds. You got to wash it by itself. Maybe you can put in a couple of pillowcases,
right. But
it almost fills the washing machine.
All right, you haven't gotten the memo yet, but Dan says you still smoke cigarettes in bed.
Yeah.
You've never heard of a mattress catching fire.
I don't smoke it with my face on the pillow. I smoke it before I go to bed or when I first get up. I'll light a cigarette. I'm totally awake. It's more likely, if you're worried about my safety, when I'm watching something boring on TV, if I have a cigarette, I have woken up with a cigarette in my hand that burned itself out.
Oh, okay. No, that's fine.
That's worse.
Yeah,
really,
no, you're fine.
More likely.
What do you watch on TV down there? You got rabbit ears? You got
cable? You know what happened today? I couldn't find the remote, and I had to watch that Carrie Ann Swatanabe and Bruno Tapalioli or whatever it is, the dancing show.
Oh, yeah.
And it was on for 2 hours, and I was looking for the remote the whole time, and I found it, like, just when it was ending. That show was...
Wait a minute, you don't have the energy to go change it manually?
You can't change it manually. It's a satellite.
Ah, oh, Bobo.
You got to find the remote.
So whatever you watch or whatever your mom's watching upstairs, you have to watch downstairs?
No, you can totally watch separate things.
All right. That's not what
But you
I
could hear the TV.
I think my mom was watching the same show, though, because she loves that stuff. But I was like, where's the remote? Where's the remote? You know?
You can hear everything that goes on upstairs, Tim. Whatever room she walks in, you can hear it. Whatever she talks, you kind of get the murmured noise. It's really...
It's like people that live upstairs from anybody.
Oh,
it's not like she's walking around trying to make noise.
All right.
We didn't even hear her come down and turn the washing machine on until the water went on, did we?
No, we didn't. That's true.
Please. All right, Billy and Vernon. You're on 97.1 Free FM with Malibu Dan and his best friend, Nate. How are you? Billy!
I think Billy's mom just turned on the washing machine.
All right. How about the
Jesus Christ.
Ryan in Ontario? You're on 97.1.
I wanted to ask Malibu Dan, because I know Malibu Dan's DS, man, so he's on good. But does having a loser friend like Nate make you a loser?
Oh, boy.
Also, I wanted to ask Nate.
Yeah,
let me ask you something, man. When you're down there, man, can I hear you say, it rubs the skin, it rubs the lotion on its skin, or it gets the hose again, you're a killer, man. You're gonna end up on the news.
What?
This guy's gonna be on MSNBC talking to catch a predator.
What?
Ignore him. Ignore him, Nate. What? Ignore him. Just ignore him, buddy.
You know why people say something like that, Tim?
No, I don't know why.
Because you're the one putting all crazy ideas in their head that isn't true.
No, that's not true, dude. Hey, now you borrow your mom's yoga DVD and you do yoga downstairs with a girlfriend?
We did it one time, and Malibu Dan did it too.
I did do it. But we're all trying to lose weight.
See it. Just thought, hey, maybe it's yoga we like, but we didn't. So we put the DVD back up in my mother's television set.
Okay, now I'm going to ask you this, and don't try and deny it, because Dan has sworn that this is true. But you guys order pizza from a very well-known pizza delivery company.
Papa John's.
They come, they knock on the door, and your mom says, it's not for me, it's for those guys. And the guy's got to walk down in the basement where he could get killed by you two lunatics, where he thinks he's going to get killed. And he goes downstairs, and you guys start giving him quarters and dimes because you didn't have enough for the pizza?
He has to come downstairs, yes.
He didn't ask to come downstairs.
No, he has to.
Oh, he has to come down.
Where is he delivering the pizza to?
Yeah,
hello?
Well, your mom couldn't pay for it? You couldn't go upstairs and pay for it?
Oh, what do you think? My mom's like my slave? She's just a person.
So the guy works.
He comes downstairs. Nobody's going to kill him. Sometimes he is scared. But that's just because he's scared. He's probably scared when he knocked on my mom's
because you guys freak him out, dude. He's got to go to a basement and deliver pizzas.
He's fine. It's not that big a deal, Tim.
It's not that big a deal. And if we pay him with change, that is just because Danny does not like to have bills.
Right. All right. But you have a big, like, Sparklets bottle full of change.
But we don't pay him out of that. I pay him, like, the majority of it is with dollars. And then Danny goes into his man purse or whatever that thing is he carries and gets that change.
His portion, he pays dollar bills. I get rid of my change.
But doesn't the guy freak out in the basement?
Sometimes he has there's one guy. The guy with glasses, he's a little bit older,
right,
and he always looks scared. But I think he always looks scared to everybody because he stays looking scared even though we say, hey, thanks, here's your tip. And we always give him a couple of bucks, you know, but he still looks scared.
We do tip him well.
But Dan said every time you invite him to hang or to smoke weed, they just hightail it.
That one chick, we asked if she wanted to smoke some weed, and she was not scared at all, that chick.
That was good times, huh?
She smoked weed with you?
Oh, yeah.
She smoked a little bit of weed, but she was like she was kind of scaring me and Danny a little bit because she was, you know, really kind of tough, you know. Yeah.
See, this is what I don't get, dude. The guy comes over, delivers the pizza.
Yeah.
You're shirtless, and you're
not
like,
shirtless.
You're walking
I'm
around.
Topless, yeah.
All right, you're topless. You're walking around with that Pirates of the Caribbean tattoo on your ass.
He's never seen it.
And doesn't the guy flip out and just go, you know, I'm not coming back here
I'm
anymore.
Not topless. I'm fully clothed. I'm not showing anybody my tattoo. I'm sitting there in front of the TV or whatever we're doing, maybe in front of the keyboard. And he comes down. He looks real scared. And we go, it's okay. Bring it over here. And he walks over.
Yeah,
kind of
scared. But he's probably looking around.
But it's just that one guy.
I know, but dude, he's probably looking around like it's the, you know, Silence of the Lambs.
This guy, I'm promising you, he could go to the best Aaron Spelling's house, and he would ring the bell, and he would have the same scared look no matter who answered that door, because he's scared.
That's not fair,
dude.
We've seen the guy a dozen times.
He's always scared.
Right.
And he acts like there's going to be dogs biting him and stuff. He says, did the dog bite me? I said, there's no dog.
Okay, is it also true that you and Dan and your girlfriend, you guys ordered two large pizzas, you and Dan split one, and your girlfriend knocked off a large?
I think she had, I don't know, she could have.
She gets the everything pizza?
She likes the cheese sticks.
She loves
that. She loves the cheese sticks. If we can get free cheese sticks with something off the, you know, special,
right?
She always says, ask her
loves
to have
it.
Cheese sticks.
And she just dips them in that sauce and goes to town.
I know. I can't even. It's like, to me, what's the point? It's like just a dried up pizza.
Remember the last time we got that Oreo something and she took the whole thing?
That thing was so gross.
And she slugged that down. She loved it.
She loved it.
All right.
I think she might have diabetes.
All right. Hold on. Type 1 or type 2?
I don't know what the types are, but I know she's got a lot of sugar in her system.
All right. We got to take a small break here. These two lunatics are with us. Malibu Dan his friend Nate. Nate lives in the basement of his mom's place. Malibu Dan lives in an apartment in Culver City. And they're best friends. They smoke pot, and they hang out in this basement. They're 36, 37 years old, and it's a really weird vibe. And they just don't understand why everybody doesn't, you know, do the same thing. They're just too...
It's a good life, man.
Like, two filthy rats.
Why don't you come on down next time?
I'm not going to that basement.
You've never been there.
I don't want to go in that basement.
All right.
All right, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. Nate and Malibu Dan join us. We're live on 97.1 Free FM.
I was one of the party people.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show, and we're live on 97.1 Free FM. Malibu Dan joins us, and he has a crazy friend.
My best friend.
Yeah, they write songs together, and they smoke weed. And this shut-in lives in his mom's basement.
Yeah,
and he's 36, 37. He has no ambition. He has no desire to move out.
But he's got plenty of money. What's he going to do? He doesn't really have that much knowledge. He's not that very well educated.
Yeah, but I think it's a reality show, dude. I think you could sell it to VH1. Nate's with us. Nate, how are you, dude? You there? Hey.
Hello?
Hey, how are you, man?
Oh.
You there?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, what's going on with you?
No, just my mom's saying, who turned off the washing machine?
Well, oh, Bubba. So you got to get out of that pad. You got to, you know, you got to spread those wings, dude.
It's no big deal. It's just like she couldn't hear it. She was like, what happened to the washing machine?
Right.
I just told her what's up.
All right.
You really got to see where he lives before you start knocking it.
Is that, you know,
I mean, really.
It would blow your mind because you got this whole picture in your head, but it's so much nicer.
I don't know about that, but you really got to see it.
Well, the picture that he makes, Danny, come on. It's like hell with the junk food and I don't know, topless me and I don't know what.
How long ago did you have the bat flying around the room?
It was the summer.
And what happened with that? How'd you get it out?
It died. It just eventually, I think it just wore itself out. It wasn't supposed to be in a house, you know.
I know, but it's...
Couldn't find bat food, I'm sure.
But it's in the basement. And it's flying around for 4 or 5 days and didn't freak you out going to bed at night?
It totally freaked me out. I spent so much time out of the house. It was like I was making a fool of myself with my Walkman, I guess. But, I mean, I was so scared of that thing. And you like, know that it was still there, and you're like, because you didn't take it out. You know, right. It didn't fly out the window because that's not what the motor was going to do. It liked to, like, just hide, and then all of a sudden you put your hands somewhere. And then, luckily, that one time it was just dead, and it was like, oh, thank God, it didn't have any babies or anything. You know?
I think it died because it hit itself on another wall, so it knocked itself out.
Constantly. That thing, it was like a crazed parakeet. It was just like, bam, bam.
It was crazy.
It had no idea what it was doing, but it was like, it knew it wanted to get out of there, and it knew that I didn't like it, and it was just like, I don't know how it got in there, to tell you the truth. I mean, where
did
that come from, even? I don't even know where they come from. Like caves.
All right. Well, hey, also, I saw your Malibu Dan just showed me your MySpace ad during the break, and it never mentions that you live in a basement, man. It just says you're like a cool guy, like
music.
Well,
who says they live in a, I mean, what do people say? I live in a second floor.
I live in a house. I live in a condo. I live in a townhouse.
I didn't even put that kind of a phrase in there.
But it also says you're 28 on your MySpace.
That is just because it's really old, and at the time, I was, you know, pretty close to 28, I think.
How many chicks have you had in the basement?
Well, I mean, I lived here for my whole life. I'd say at least, I don't know, 7.
And you have no desire to move out?
I told you, I might be doing a job where I'd have to live in Upland. It's not like I have a desire to move out, but it's an opportunity to try something, you know, and just have a little chance to, you know, see what it's like, apartment living, being in charge of people.
Have you seen the apartment you're moving to?
I haven't seen it, but I hear it's nice. It's furnished.
Huh. Are you going to try to, like, move into the subterranean parking?
Yeah, I'm going to dig a hole.
So you're, like, used to it?
Manager down in basement without shirt. Come down and ask about apartment. Come on.
All right.
You know what? To actually see him move out is a huge accomplishment for
this guy. You
know
what, Danny? I'm not going to have to bring anything but my clothes, tell you the truth. This guy's got it all.
Do you need help moving?
I don't know. I got it. You know, the whole thing's so indefinite right now.
Huh.
You know.
You're a big Kenny Rogers fan?
I like Kenny Rogers, yeah.
You got the posters and everything, huh?
I don't have any posters.
Yeah, you do.
I got that one album. That one album.
Yeah, The Gambler.
Yeah, yeah.
You like that?
Yeah.
And you play it, and your mom plays it upstairs. And
my mom's the one who really likes Kenny Rogers. She's got all kinds of Kenny Rogers.
She does love Kenny Rogers.
And her boyfriend loves him, too. Samoans love Kenny Rogers. Samoans love country music.
They do?
Yeah. You'd think they're like, you know, like, some sort of Hawaiian or something, but they like country music.
You know what, for the life of me, I can't remember what this song means.
The Gambler?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's about a guy who no one to hold him, no one to fold him.
Yeah, now when your mom, she like dances upstairs to the Gambler.
Not to the Gambler, but she dances. And she's a good dancer, my mom.
And you can like hear her dancing on the roof of your asshole.
Yeah, it's like, oh, mom, stop moving your feet in a pattern. I mean, come on, she likes to dance, and she's a good dancer, my mom. She's a really good dancer.
All right.
That's why she likes to watch all those dancing shows, because she can dance as good as any of the, you know, people on those shows.
You ever dance
really
with
young
her?
Ones. I dance with her. I've danced with her at weddings and stuff. Yeah, I'm not a good dancer. You know, she just carries me when I'm doing it.
All right. Billy and Vernon, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, what's up, mate? Hey. I was tripping out on this guy that said he has a tattoo on his lower back. Is this guy serious?
Like, yeah.
Damn. That's crazy.
What?
Like, I'm just really high. Like, I'm really high. I'm tripping out, you know? Why would you have a tattoo on your lower back? That's meant for girls, dude.
What?
That's meant for, like, girls, man.
No. It's not like, here, pull down my pants and you see a little bit of it. It's above that. It's not meant for
girls. I don't know.
Is that a chick thing to have a tattoo on
that's
your lower
when
back?
That's wear, like, those low-cut pants
yeah.
And you got a little thing right in the middle. It's not like that, no. It's, like, more on my, like, you know where your roll is?
No, dude.
that's been hilarious, man.
All right, thanks for calling. Hey, Gina, is that true that a tattoo on your lower back is, like, a feminine girl thing?
The bumper sticker?
Yeah,
that's
called?
Feminine, yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's very, very
feminine.
It's
not feminine. A bumper sticker. It's a you know
it's
where
a
your
tramp
roll
stamp.
Is? You know where your roll is? Right above your belt, kind of?
Wait, Gina, do you have one?
No, absolutely not.
Do you have any tattoos?
No, I don't.
Do they really call that a bumper sticker?
I never heard that.
No, what'd you call it?
They call it a tramp stamp. And you know who used to have a big one was our old screener, Woolsey. She had a giant tramp stamp of the Beatles right above her ass.
You know what? Now that you say that, the guy was kind of going like, you sure you want it there, man?
Right.
And it was really my girlfriend's idea where to put it because I didn't want it to be obvious. So I said, yeah, let's do it there. He was like kind of...
Right.
It looked at me weird. Maybe it... Oh, man.
It doesn't look that bad.
All right. Kevin in Anaheim. You're on with Malibu Dan and his friend Nate, who lives in his mom's basement.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
It sounds like Nate's living his own version of That 70s Show.
Yeah, that's a
real live,
good show.
Yeah, he's a real live That 70s yeah. Show.
Pretty good show.
Yeah.
But that actually... I don't think your basement's as nice as that one.
Yeah. No, that basement is old style. It doesn't have anything modern.
Yeah, but I think he needs a red to kick him in the ass, you know?
What?
You need a red at your house.
Oh, that guy. Yeah. Whatever happened to those people?
The dad.
Yeah, whatever happens to people from TV shows, you know? It's like they
know.
Do one TV show and then all of a sudden.
I don't know, dude. All right, we got to get you
Oh, you know what's a good movie? Zodiac.
Oh, you saw it?
Excellent.
Yeah, it's a couple years old.
Zodiac. Right? It isn't hot. It's this year.
Yeah, you have it on DVD?
I saw it on DVD.
Yeah, but you know what, dude? That scares me that you like Zodiac.
Zodiac. It was a good movie.
It's about
the
killer
same guy
in San Francisco?
From Desperate Cowboys. And but it's such a good movie, and it's like got a guy in it. Like, what's his name? The guy that's Robert Downey Jr.?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you see that gay movie in the cowboy movie?
I saw a little bit of it, and it was kind of, it made me like a little bit, I'm sad in a way. It was kind of sad.
He's seen Hills Have Eyes like 7-8 times. He loves that movie.
But Zodiac, I'm telling you, if you want to see a good movie, see Zodiac.
Did you watch Brokeback with your mom?
I'm trying to think. I think she's the one that told me I should watch it.
Oh, Bobo.
But it was kind of sad. I thought it was kind of like, well, why so sad, you know?
Did you like the sex scenes in it?
I didn't really even notice them because I was just like, wow, it's so sad. Why don't they just get together or whatever?
Oh.
You know? Just, you know, it was like, hey, what's all the big deal? Because that one guy from Zodiac, who's really good in Zodiac, he was like so sad. And the other guy was like, you could tell he was sad too, but he was acting like he wasn't. But that just made me sadder in a way.
All right, Diane in Colorado. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Colorado?
Malibu Dan and Nate.
Is this going to Colorado?
It's going to Colorado.
Oh, yeah, for sure, man. I really am. Wow. I'm Colorado.
Wow.
There is life outside of California.
Good I had you. A girlfriend that moved to Arvada, Colorado.
Well, I can see why she moved, listening to you.
What?
I was kind of curious about your basement, and I wanted to find out, do you carry a MERS, like a man purse?
No, Danny does that.
I do.
Do you really?
Yeah,
Malibu does.
He didn't carry it. It's kind of, not staple, but clipped onto his...
My bag. My
All
belt.
Right, Diane, thanks for calling. All right, we got to get out of here, Nate.
Has this show always been in Colorado?
Yeah.
Hey, Nate, I'll see you this weekend, okay? We'll finish that song.
Okay.
All right, buddy.
All right.
And you're going to send me what now?
The DVD.
Okay. All right.
Of, I don't know, Robin B. Hood.
Okay, that sounds good.
All right, maybe we'll send you a couple tickets to the sex show.
Sure. As if. All right, take it easy.
All right, thanks,
See you, dude.
All right, there he goes.
I love that guy.
He's the best, man. He's got a real freaky life going on in that basement.
I'm envious of it, though.
Why?
Because you know what? He has no pressure. Like, think about it. You have everyday pressure, paying bills, little things.
All right, it is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. Hopefully, Whitman will be back tomorrow night. But joining us from the John and Jeff Show, John and Jeff, look at that. Nice to see you, fellas.
What's up, boys?
Hey. Hot dog.
Welcome
Malibu
back.
Malibu Dan joins
us. I love this vibe.
Well. Look at that, man.
Just like the old days.
It really is. I mean, look how good you guys look together. Really. Yeah. You guys have been doing your show for how long now?
This will be 10 years.
Wow. Is
Gosh,
that right?
Dang it. Yeah. Isn't
you know,
that amazing?
You know what's nice about John, and you probably don't know this unless you met the guy, but he's not into the Starbucks, the coffee bean, and tea leaf. He still fights the homeless through windshields to try to get that cup of coffee.
You know, ever since my days at Power 106, I like to keep it on the streets. You know? Keep it real. Yeah.
How often do you go there where there are no homeless?
I would say 70% of the time there's a homeless guy there.
Where is there a Winchell's?
Melrose and La Brea. Two nights ago, I was there, and the guy said, hey, can I spare any extra change? I said, no. And he said, liar.
I guess he was right.
Do you get a donut while you're there, too?
No.
Nothing,
no,
just the coffee.
You got to get in and out of there quick.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not a good...
Don't leave your car running.
Do you carry a gun? You carry a gun in your car?
It's a block west of La Brea on Melrose. I go there.
Near Pink's.
Oh, it is? Is that where you go to?
Donuts are great. It's just, you know, the guy's sitting in those, you know, chairs all day.
Whatever happened to Krispy Kremes, by the way? So are they still around?
Yeah, they were the hottest thing on the planet. Then they went
south, right?
I don't know. There's like one left or two left.
How does that happen?
I think people start getting in shape and saying no to donuts. I don't know.
They realize they're overrated.
Well, you know, that was the only place. I've never been to a place in my life, a donut house, where they try to upsell you.
Right.
You know, you go to Krispy Kreme, it's like you want a dozen. You're like, well, for another $3, you can get two dozen. Like, I'm not even going to eat this one dozen.
Remember when people used to camp out, though? They would have lines 50 deep.
Yeah, plus they gave away a donut every time you went there.
Dude, I probably ate, I don't know, 12 at one sitting one time.
Oh, yeah. They were the best.
The best. And
they
still
right
are in your
the
mouth.
Best donuts on the planet. Hmm. What's happening on the John and Jeff Show tonight?
A woman has an affair with her boss. Now the boss has to pay the husband hundreds of thousands of dollars because he broke up their marriage. So we'll have that coming up.
Really?
Oh, I like that.
After 11 o'clock. I
mean, my
this is
story.
An unbelievable amount of money to pay just because she had sex with a married woman.
He sued the boss.
The husband sued the boss for, hey, you screwed up my marriage.
Wow.
And now it's hundreds of thousands of dollars.
I'll be listening to it in the car. You're still on 97.1, right?
Yep.
All right.
We're going to go till 3 tonight.
Okay.
All right. Very good. Yeah. All right.
John and Jeff, two biggest studs in radio. Brian Whitman will be back tomorrow, hopefully. It's Conway and Whitman tomorrow after Lycus on 97.1 Free FM. I hope you don't take this as an insult, but do you have any clothing that doesn't have skulls on it?
I would not take that as an insult because if I had clothes that didn't have skulls on them, I would glue skulls on them. That's my favorite thing.
All right, very good.